True story.
Yeah.
Hood story.
Biologist.
The emotions. A young man with dreams of getting cream. A father with no dollars in the pockets of his jeans.
Yeah.
Girl 6 months pregnant with a part-time job, and he just got laid off.
Damn,
times is hard, and he can't find employment cause his record ain't clean. Cause of a theft charge he caught back when he was 17.
Damn.
He living with his moms in a small crib with three other siblings, so we gotta find his own spot to live.
Yeah.
His man had work that would keep him from home, with promises of more money and a whip on chrome. Damn, he thought about it, man, he had to make a move. Cause soon his girl would give birth to the life in the womb. That night, he came home with a package of raw. His baby moms met him right at the door, because she knew what he was doing would possibly get him time. So she grabbed him and looked in his eyes, and then she said, homie see things is finally looking up. Got a crib and a whip, he just copped and hooked it up. He getting much cheddar, and life is looking better. In his mind he just knew him and his girl would last forever. Plus the kid could be here at any time, but he won't stress and he just knew that his family would be fine. But it won't, his road dog who got him the job been missing for 2 weeks and ain't call it off. The word on the street, homie turned informant, ratting so the feds would be cutting his time for him. Now his girl stressing, D's raid the crib. Took a man after they found the Yeg in the crib. Weeks later at the hearing, emotions ran high. When the judge said 10 years, tears filled up her eyes. Shorty couldn't breathe, so she fell to her knees and said, "Your Honor, don't take him from me." And then she cried out. His heart got colder. Looking at pictures, man, his child getting older. Couldn't sing or walk or hear his first words. His girl can't hear his voice cause it would hurt to hear hers. Wouldn't accept the visits, it was tearing her apart. For 3 years, the pain chipped away at her heart. All the pictures, all the letters, and he never replied. Because somewhere behind bars, yes, a piece of him died. Left to raise a son on her own, and it drove her mad. After all the letters, this was the last. She said, "I know you love us, but you gotta let us go. But before you do, I want you to know
that I never wanna make you unhappy.
You know,
I thought you understand.
Shorty gotta move on.
Most niggas in a relationship don't realize, man, the moves you make in your life not determine only your own, but everybody else, man. So take time and think about that. It's grown man shit. Big Preem, Cesar Omega, and I'm out.